Here's how to do a hard reset on your life in 30 minutes. This is a process that I run through when my life gets a bit too messy. It's those times when I start to think back of when life was better, like when things just get bogged down and you don't feel like you're living the same life that you were, or when you aren't making as much progress as you previously were and you're thinking like, what am I doing different? Like, what's going on? Why do I feel this way? And your routines start to fall apart and little tasks work their way in unconsciously, and you just feel like you don't have any time or are unable to do the work that you used to do really well. So the first thing we're going to do is take note of how we feel throughout the day. And for all of this, you're going to have to pull out a piece of paper or a notebook. I recommend buying a journal. Just having one on hand to write things down is so important. You can download my free power planner and print that out if you want to use that to help do this and plan your weeks. But you're going to note two things down. The first thing is exactly what you are doing on a daily basis. Every single thing. Just write it down as you're going about the day. What are you doing? What are you thinking about? What do you feel like you have to do, et cetera, et cetera. And then the second thing that you're going to write down is exactly how you feel during these times, right? And you're get very specific with this because you're putting your mind on paper. Your mind is very complex. And if you don't have accurate data on your paper, you're not going to be able to move on to the next step in a way that allows you to do it very well and effectively. So the next step is to prioritize, remove, and restructure. Because the reason you aren't getting results, or the reason you feel like life isn't as good as it once was, is because you either feel too pressed for time, which is usually the cause of stress, right? You're in this very narrow state and you just feel like you don't have any time. But in reality, you're just sitting there thinking you don't have any time when you could actually be doing the thing that you're putting off. Second thing is that you just don't have the energy to get results. Living in that stressed out state takes a lot of mental energy to actually like narrow your focus in, whether you're paying attention to just random thoughts or other things. It takes a lot of precious mental energy that you weren't structuring in a way that is conducive to getting more results. And then the last thing is that maybe you've just stopped doing the things that get results. I see this all the time in business. It's like, hey, I'm not reaching out to get clients. Why am I not getting clients? And it's like, you kind of are answering your own question there. You're just not doing the thing that actually gets results. And so look over what you wrote down in step one. What can you change? So with this, you're going to kind of just create your own structure here, and you're going to like circle things that will get you results. Or you're going to write down the things that get you results, and you're going to prioritize those. And then you're going to remove the things that snuck in there, or the things that snuck into your day and don't deserve to be there and could be draining mental, monetary, or even physical energy. And then you're going to restructure specific tasks and obligations. So get the chaotic structure of your mind onto paper and reorganize it. And then step number three is to create a week-long plan. Because as we talk about in many videos, this is the supreme law of the universe is entropy. It comes into play in almost every situation in your life. And that is why you are in this state of chaos, is because of entropy. The organization of your life, and therefore your mind, the thing that you have to keep organized and use to move throughout life, tends towards disorder if you aren't performing this whole mental housekeeping thing of writing down everything that's on your mind, restructuring, reorganizing it, literally taking your mind, putting it on paper, and ordering it in a way that makes sense and gives you clarity to execute. And so by not doing this, it's dangerous because you can pick up bad habits along the way. And so bad habits are difficult to break, and that's for another video, or buy a book on habit formation. But you can make the process of eliminating these bad habits a lot easier with clarity, just prioritizing clarity in your life. So take 10 minutes, and on a new page, you're going to write down every single thing that you're going to do over the next week. And this shouldn't sound crazy or difficult. It takes 10 minutes and it will help you so much. But just doing this alone reduces the friction that allows you to make better decisions. So write out exactly what you're going to do for your morning routine, what tasks you're going to complete during your focused work routine, other specific tasks and obligations that you have to get done, like meetings, and how those are going to lay out in your day. And then write out exactly what you're going to do in between that time and your nightly routine. And with this, as with almost everything we talk about, like, this isn't a quick fix. This isn't an instant thing. Like, you're not going to be, some people will write this down and they'll have a great time and it'll work really well. Other people, you're going to have to experiment, you're going to write things down, and then as you're trying to execute on it, you're going to hit a problem, and then you're going to have to deal with that mentally, and you're going to have to go back to what you wrote down, change it for the next day to something that you think will work better, trial and error, and then over time throughout the week, you just get into this flow by solving the problems that come up along the way, and then you have a system that over the next month, you can just do every single day and it becomes that much easier. And then eventually that becomes habit. And preferably you are doing the things that move you towards your purpose or your vision or the highest version of yourself. And so that's really it for this one. I thought this would be helpful come with the start of the new year. I'm not a huge fan of New Year's resolutions, but I do think that now is as better time as any to actually start doing this. But setting a New Year's resolution or a goal or just anything, when you decide to make a change, it isn't going to be sustainable unless you have absolute clarity on how to reach that goal, unless you have a system that you can repeat daily and make it a part of your life and base your identity around it in alignment with the higher version of yourself. So you're working to try and survive or actualize that highest version, because humans survive on a conceptual level and we try to survive the things that we identify with. So if you identify with the highest version of yourself or your purpose and create a system that allows you to act in alignment with that, then eventually that you become that. So that's it for this one. Like, subscribe, comment, check out everything in the links in the description. We have a long video coming Sunday, as we always do, so stay tuned for that. I appreciate you watching and have an incredible rest of your day. See ya.